get this, but I sent it to Susan, and I sent it to Wesley at the clerk's office, and I asked him to put it in. It was a comment. It's called Taney County Equity Analysis. Basically, it's just a review of this home depot and then three other big box properties.
I'm gonna go check
and,
my
in Taney County. It'd be the Lowe's and Hollister and the Target, also 1200 Branson Hills Parkway and the Walmart. 1301. Did y'all get that? Did that make it into the packet?
We are seeing it right now, so.
But they didn't include Menards.
Yeah, right. We noticed that you didn't include Menards in there because they are valued quite a bit higher, so.
Okay. Well, actually, I asked one of my colleagues to run this, so he may have, if something was left out, it may have been for that reason. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hey, we understand. I get it.
Well,
I
don't want to be anything but honest with you, but at the same time, the three that I am looking at here is indicating that, that there seems to be some injustice here from the standpoint of, I understand, for example, that we're a little newer than the Lowe's. We're a little smaller than the Lowe's. So on a value per square foot basis, if we look at the improvement value per square foot and discount the land because the land is separately assessed and we're backing out the land on Lowe's, Target, Walmart's when we look at it just straight from the improvement value per square foot, we're at $65.71 and the Lowe's is at $29.50. So that right there is That's more than just a little difference, for age and size. And then if you look at the Target, they're at $43.60 a square foot, which is kind of closer to where we had traditionally been. And then the Walmart was at $41.64. And in those cases, they're closer to our age.
Yeah, she should have.
Of course,
Thank you.
They're larger. So in, if anything, they should be. I don't know. To me, it just looks like there's. It doesn't appear fair, honestly, does it?
See, and I don't see where you're getting your 77.02 because on ours, we're showing you at like 56.19. So it's just a paper that was showing there.
The 77.02? Okay, let me make sure the math is right.
On your last page, were you showing that Target is 52.45 and Walmart is 53? When we do that on ours for Menards and for you guys, we've got Menards at 61 something and you at 56 something.
I think he's got both those together.
Yeah, on the total value per square foot, it would be cost to include land. It would be land and improvements for a total value. Let me make sure the math is right, so I don't want to say it wrong.
Was the $56 a foot on that 116,847?
Yeah, I'm coming up with 77.02 when I take the total value, which is the land. I know we're only talking about the improvement now. I get that. But if you add the land to the improvement, you get a total of $8,076,997. That's the total value for the overall property. If we're comparing these others, that's kind of how you have to look at it because they don't have or at least I don't think they've got two accounts. They probably just have one account for each of these locations. But that's where you get the 77.02. That's $8,076,997 divided by the square footage of $104,868.
So we're talking about like to like. Sure, Angie's going to show you where we've got our dollars.
Why don't you just talk about it into the microphone so he can hear too.
Okay. So square foot cost for Home Depot, we have 56.75. And for, Lowe's square foot cost is 28.58, and then Menards is 61.757.
Did you hear that, Blake?
Well, I think I heard it, but Susan, if that's you there, repeat for me what you had for us, the Home Depot.
We had you at $56.75 per square foot.
What does that tie back to? It doesn't seem to tie back to the improvement.
It ties back to the structure. It ties back to the structure.
She said it ties back to the structure.
Everything that the construction units, the class.
Okay.
It's the construction units and the class is what that ties into. And then your index.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
I mean, I'm just.
What is the Marshall and Swift?
The land.
That's the one he used for his cost analysis,
right.
Or cost replacement analysis.
He's got it combined.
There it is.
What's different from what's different in your cost per?
The difference is they've given themselves a C rating, which actually is better, and we gave them a D. Our D would have. Lowered the class of the unit, actually would lower the price from what we would have had.
For the construction unit.
And then we also discounted some for...
Their condition.
For the air condition, or the physical condition, I'm sorry, physical condition. Like I said, we're really close here between what he's got at the 6809 and... The 6891.
Now the 6891 that I'm hearing you say, Susan, is that's I assume that's before depreciation. Is that right?
That is. Well, we have you at a 6891. I say we. The county has you at 6891293 for the appraised evaluation of that parcel. You're at 6800.
Before depreciation.
6800.
Before depreciation.
Yeah.
So
when they go out there, they come out and they reassess you and they look at the physical condition and other things, you know. Of course, it's not on this parcel for you because you just have the structure, but like they'll look at parking lots and everything. So
the lights.
And your light fixtures. So all of that goes into ours. And I'm sure on your Marshall and Swift, someone had to have put some of that in.
Well, our depreciation is based primarily on his age. We're using what Marshall and Swift's tables are indicating we should use based on the age of the property. So now as far as, you know, value for parking area, campings, and things of that nature, we try to take care of that above that, where it's those site improvements. We try to allow additional value or additional cost attributed to that up above. But as far as the physical depreciation, we didn't add any additional functional obsolescence or economic obsolescence. We didn't take any liberties in that area. Just primarily the physical depreciation is based on its age.
So our number, which is higher, also includes light poles, asphalt,
curbing, and then the concrete.
That's part of that actual parcel. And I don't see. Do you have all those things on your Marshall and Swift?
Yeah. If you look up above, you see side improvements in the parking area. We've got a rate of $2.30 for 454,465 square feet for a total of 584,402. Canopies, we've calculated that to be $51,673 additional. And then we've got the same amount for other areas, and then a final $100,000 for exercise for this, for a total of almost 800,000, 787,748 for additional.
So again, I'm seeing us very close.
Okay.
Between the 6891 and the 6809.
And they're just estimating what their price is for that stuff.
And you're just estimating the site improvements. We actually physically measure.
Cool. You take the lead, you know these numbers.
Well, if we're close, we're only close until you do, we're only close at it sounds to me like your final number is the 6891. I'm not looking at it.
Right.
And ours was before depreciation. So we depreciate that based upon age to get to the $4,425,850. I mean, the cost of manual that Marshall is recommending that we, I mean, the guidelines that they recommend that you use does allow for depreciation. If you didn't do that, all we'd be doing is the estimated replacement cost of things.
But we did depreciate.
That's a different exercise, really.
Right. We did depreciate. So this extra section down here, like I said, I'm not sure where you're pulling that from. It's just.
I'm gonna narrow this out just a bit, Blake. And I apologize, I know the assessor's office has done a lot of work on this. It appears that you've done a lot of work on this. I don't have enough, bearing on it to be able to make a strong decision on it. I don't know. Does one of our other board members have any thoughts on this?
I'm just curious. So when we're looking at the analysis, and I'm looking at this sheet here.
We're looking at the sheet that you provided for us, Blake, the comparison to the Walmart.
So I'm looking at Walmart and Target, and they're around $53 a square foot, and this is $77.
And again, we have them at $56 a square foot according to our numbers. So that little sheet you've got, that's why I'm saying I don't know where that came from for that because.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, if you take the land value, which we know is $1,185,704, and then you take the improvement value, which is what we're talking about, $6,891,293, you add those two numbers together, you get a total of $8,076,997. If you divide that by the square footage, that gets you $7,702. I just did the math.
Okay, well, we're dealing with one. We're dealing with only one of those. We're not dealing with that land value, my understanding.
If you back the land value out, then it comes to $6,571, which is third column over from the left. From the right. If you see that third column over from the right, it says improvement value per square foot. That identifies what the improvement value of these four locations, the Lowe's, Target, Walmart, and Home Depot would be. If you just look at, if you back the land completely out of the picture, you just look at what the improvement value per square foot is, that's the column that you need to be looking at. And you can see that the Lowe's is at $29.50, the Target's at $43.60. Walmart is at $41.64, and we're at the Home Depot is at $65.71.
And that's why there's they have a class higher.
There's a few discrepancies here that, I'm not saying you have a discrepancy. I'm gonna make a motion that we deny BOE number 325. And, sir, that means that you could take it to the State Tax Commission, which I have a motion, unless we have something else.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye. Aye. Motion stands. Blake, I do appreciate your work on it, and you can, you obviously can go to State Tax Commission, and I'm sure you can, share your numbers there. So thank you, sir.
No. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We have bushel and a peck. You do?
Yeah.
So do I.
Bushel and a peck, she had three properties. Are they classifications?
Eagle Bunker Condominiums.
That's BOE 37738.
Oh, it's similar to what we had seen before.
Just classification.
Okay. Well, and we must have an added bedroom on here.
Yeah, there's a bedroom scenario.
There's a classification.
Did we do anything on the others? It was just classification, right?
It was just classification.
Okay. So let's put off the other two because you could...